I'm Scott Mudge, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. The definition of gratitude is the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. Let's go to Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. This is the story of the 10 lepers. As Jesus is traveling between Samaria and Galilee, he encounters 10 men yelling at him from a distance. These men all had leprosy. Leprosy is a chronic bacterial infection that is highly contagious. These men were unclean by the standards of the day and were put outside of the city to help reduce the spread of the disease. And when they see Jesus coming, they cry out for mercy. Jesus sees them and, having compassion for them, gives them a simple instruction: go and show yourselves to the priest. Jesus knew that the men would be required to get a statement of health from the priest in order to return to society and their homes. And knowing the reputation of Jesus and being desperate to rid themselves of this current situation, they followed Jesus' instructions and set out to go see the priest. Verse 14 states, "And as they were going, they were cleansed." Can you imagine the kind of rush that they experienced? Scripture doesn't tell us how long the men had been suffering from this illness, or how long they had been put out of the city, but I would imagine it's been a serious period of time. And now with each step, they were being healed. This was an outward physical illness. These men were covered with sores and open wounds. Did they look down at their wounds and see them recover with each step? Were they looking at each other to see that all of them were being healed? Did joy come upon them? Did their pace quicken? All verse 15 tells us is that one stopped. When this one man saw that he was healed, he stopped, turned back, and began to praise God with a loud voice. And when he gets back to Jesus, he falls on his face at Jesus' feet and gives thanks. Truly a great picture of gratitude. And to top things off, this man was a Samaritan. Jesus wondered where the other 9 were. Verse 18, "Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" So what happened to the other 9? We believe that they made it to the priest, went home, and restored their lives. I'm sure they were happy to be healed. Gratitude, that quality of being thankful, is not the same to everyone in every situation. I've spent much of my ministry time working with teenagers, and I have been to big events and seen this firsthand. I've seen a teenager on their knees crying and lost in worship, while a few seats down another teen just looking at their phone. Certainly God knows the heart and knows us so well. God also wired each of us differently, and we can respond to the same moment in very different ways. So the question is, how do you show gratitude? Or perhaps the better question is, when do you show gratitude? After you've come through an illness, after a tough family crisis, or after something simple like a beautiful sunset or a cool breeze while working in the yard on a hot day? I trust that you will take a moment today to show gratitude to our good Father. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.